Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today's showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, some that rain heavy in the upper 70s. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, lower 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, we'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 50s. For Saturday, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, temperatures in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News, good Thursday. The Wichita Wind Surge announced the death of the team's majority owner and general partner, Lou Swetchheimer, due to complications of COVID-19. The team said Swetchheimer died yesterday afternoon from the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. Swetchheimer was 62. That news came a day after Major League Baseball suspended the Miami Marlins season through Sunday after a total of 15 players tested positive for the virus. The Wind Surge is a AAA affiliate to the Marlins. Kansas City Chiefs running back Damian Williams, a star of last year's Super Bowl, has decided to opt out of the 2020 season, according to the Chiefs. Williams, the second Kansas City player opting out of the upcoming season over concerns of the coronavirus. The state of Kansas yesterday released the latest numbers on coronavirus across the Sunflower State. In the time frame of Monday through yesterday, an additional 14 deaths were reported across the state. Mid-America Network News.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Super Crew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade.
Offer solid on select in-stock vehicles with a purchase credit. 10,500 miles with $26.50 escape per mile thereafter. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire July 31st, 2020.
Authorities have identified a man killed in the collision of a tractor and a train in central Kansas earlier this week. Officials say 21-year-old Taylor Kane of Halstead died in the Monday afternoon collision that also caused the train to derail near Halstead. Investigators say Kane was driving a tractor that was pulling disc equipment when he crossed railroad tracks, causing the collision. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. No other injuries were reported. Two U.S. representatives have introduced legislation that would ban greyhound racing in the U.S. The bill introduced yesterday comes after a group that has fought against dog racing said it has videos showing racing greyhounds being trained with live rabbits in at least three Midwestern states. The group, Grey 2K USA, sent videos of the live lure training to officials in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, where it says an animal rights investigator shot the footage this year. The videos were sent to states where Grey 2K says the dogs were bred, where they raced, or where their owners were licensed. Mid-America Network News.
What would make Kris Kobach lose another election like he did 2 years ago? Let's see. Kobach has strong ties to white nationalists, hiring them and taking thousands in campaign donations. Kobach was pro-abortion before he was against it. Kobach actually said, quote, "I support a woman's right to choose an abortion in most circumstances." Now he says he's pro-life? And Kris Kobach was even passed over for a job in President Trump's cabinet after Kobach insisted on 24/7 access to a private government jet? No wonder national Democrats are spending millions to help Kris Kobach win the Republican primary. They know a proven loser when they see one. White nationalist ties, pro-abortion, passed over by Trump, favored by Democrats. Say no to Kris Kobach and the Democrats. Plains Pack, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.plainspack.com.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska schools are still scrambling to set attendance and safety policies in the wake of a global pandemic, with the start of the new school year less than a month away. Westside Community Schools in Omaha announced this week that students will attend in-person classes only part of the week, while distance learning from home the rest of the week. Other schools, such as Papillion La Vista Community Schools, plan a full reopening of schools. Yesterday's state health numbers showed coronavirus cases continued to rise. Nebraska has now seen more than 25,000 confirmed cases and 321 COVID-19 deaths. A proposal to outlaw a common second trimester abortion procedure has hit a snag in the Nebraska legislature, leaving its prospects unclear. Opponents used a filibuster to keep the measure from coming to a vote yesterday after the allotted 3 hours of debate. Supporters now have to show they have a supermajority of support to overcome the filibuster. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Additional significant rains midday Wednesday brought widespread 2 to 3 inch accumulations, with nearly 5 inches reported south of Summerfield and some 6 inches north of Waterville. Numerous roads were flooded, with ground already saturated from additional recent rains. Flash flood warnings were posted for much of northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Those flood advisories continue, with additional rain possible Thursday, likely tapering off into Friday. The Big Blue River at Marysville had topped 27 feet earlier in the week after heavy weekend rains, and will likely rise above 33 feet near the 35-foot flood stage late today, with minor flooding possible. Still another positive test for COVID-19 in Marshall County announced Wednesday brings the number of active cases to 2, with 6 recoveries among 8 total so far.
Recently, the U.S. Highway 36 Association named Bill Philippi their new president. Bill talks about what the association is and does.
The U.S. 36 Highway Association is an organization formed actually in Kansas over 107 years ago. U.S. 36 was then the fastest route from Indianapolis to Denver, and so that's what precipitated this good highway. Today's era, I look at it as the Chamber of Commerce for all the counties on the northern border of Kansas.
Philippi also talked about what his duties are as president.
As president, my duties are to try to interest people in using U.S. 36 more. You know, a lot of people use I-80 in Nebraska and I-70 in Kansas. However, U.S. 36 is still a really good highway. There's a town in every 30 miles, and there's a lot to see and do. This is basically one of Kansas' main streets, east-west across Kansas.
And how do you get people to use Highway 36?
We try to encourage people to travel U.S. 36, and there's different ways of doing that. One of them is to have, like, the garage sale that we always have in September. And we're going to do a few more things like that, hopefully encourage people to come up here and see what we have in our counties up along on the northern border of Kansas.
Philippi talked about why the Highway 36 Association is important.
One of the main reasons I want people up here on U.S. 36 is to keep these communities viable. All the communities up here have something to offer different people, and just be amazed as you travel across U.S. 36, which is really a good highway in Kansas, and we can stop and socialize and use businesses in each of those communities, and that's the name of the game up here, to keep us all up here alive and viable as a community.
Philippi talked about why he felt he was named the new president.
I've been a member of the board for maybe 6 or 7 years, had some different experiences with other boards, and I think the members of this board saw me as being a new leader and going in a more positive direction. I'm not going to say we hadn't been positive, but we've been kind of stagnant for the last few years, and we just need to be motivated to move forward.
And how long does Philippi plan on being president?
they have elections every year, but the last guy was president for maybe 3 years, and before that it was three or four, and then there was one that was president for maybe 15. I don't anticipate doing that.
A list of attractions and events on Highway 36 can be found on the association's Facebook page and their website, USHWY36.com.
Lynn J. Runnabaum, age 52, of Axtell, passed away July 20th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Lynn Runnabaum of Axtell. Doris E. Richardson, age 96, formerly of the Summerfield area, passed away at Mesa, Arizona, July 21st. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment at the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8, at the Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Doris Richardson. Julia R. Root, age 89, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation at the church from 9 to 11, preceding service Saturday. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Julia Root. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, taco potato, French bread, broccoli with cheese, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, chicken salad on whole wheat bread, vegetable soup, oranges, and cake. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
If you need a reliable contractor for residential basements, foundations, retaining walls, as well as driveways, patios, and sidewalks, call on Inline Construction. Quality work at reasonable rates. They do ag and commercial work as well, including building and grain pads and commercial approaches for existing buildings. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east southeast, but we're still going to see on again, off again showers and thunderstorms for today and into tonight. Some of that rain could be heavy at times. Otherwise, quiet weather for tomorrow into the weekend, just isolated chances of storms on Saturday. Otherwise, we'll continue with mild temperatures in the upper 70s, lower 80s. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, like I said, some of that rain heavy, cloudy in the upper 70s. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, we'll have a blend of clouds and sun. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 50s. For Saturday, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, lower 80s. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, temps at 59 degrees. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July, 87. Recent record high, 101 in 1999. The average low, 65, and a record low of 56 set in 2009. Sunset this evening, 8:41. Sunrise in the morning at 6:24. We were at another 2.5 inches of rain that fell midday Wednesday here at the studios in Marysville. 72 with a cloudy overcast, a light east wind, a few light scattered showers moving across our listening area, just past Marysville, points west, kind of tracking through western Gage County, also tracking west, a little heavier concentration of activity in northeast Kansas over toward Brown and Donovan counties. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 30th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that rates for the five leading causes of death in the United States are higher in rural communities. Obstacles faced by providers and patients in rural areas differ from those in urban areas. As your representative, I will support legislation bridging rural health care disparities. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
BOTUS Baseball in Houston and the NBA is back. I am Dave Packer from ABC Sports. A night after tempers flared between the Los Angeles Dodgers and Houston Astros, the two clubs made headlines once again, sharing the title for the longest extra innings game played so far in the pandemic-shortened season.
We're tied at two, beginning the 13th. Now the pitch, fly ball to right field. It's deep, it's on its way, and it is gone! A home run! Edwin Rios, a two-run shot.
The call on KLAC, Rios go-ahead, two-run home run powers L.A. to a series sweep of Houston 4-2. In Cincinnati, it was a welcomed return to the lineup for two star players.
And Moustakas swings and hits one high and deep to right. Hayward won't move. That is gone!
On WLW, making their returns following a COVID-19 scare, Mike Moustakas and Nick Stencil each homered as the Reds topped the Cubs 12-7. This is ABC Sports. The NBA is back. The league will resume its season in Orlando at Disney's Wide World of Sports Complex later today. The restart will tip off with two games featuring the New Orleans Pelicans against the Utah Jazz and the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the LA Clippers. Back to baseball, playing as the visitors in their home ballpark, the Washington Nationals spoiled the Toronto Blue Jays home opener.
Swing a hard ground ball to first, gets by Guerrero down the line. This may clear the bases. It's headed along the sidewall toward the corner. Keyboom scores. Stevenson to the plate. Eaton will score. Cabrera headed for third. He'll make it without a play as he slides in.
On 106.7, the Fan, locked in a tight pitcher's duel as Drubal Cabrera's bases-clearing triple broke the game wide open as the Nationals beat the Jays 4-0. Virginia Tech quarterback Caleb Farley became the first high-profile player to opt out of the 2020 college football season. A first-team All-ACC selection last year, Farley says he'll instead focus on preparing for the 2021 NFL Draft. Dave Packer, AP.
There will be an auction of tools, primitives, and collectibles for Louise, Mrs. Bill Dierking, and family Saturday, August 1st, beginning at 9 a.m. at 404 South Hollenberg in Hanover. Selling an electric snowblower, 10-inch radial arm saw, a cutoff saw, scroll saw, air compressor, a lawn aerator, sewing machines, air rifle, 8-gallon crock, 2-gallon churn, old radios, some tools and miscellaneous, many woodworking tools, primitives, and antiques. The Dierkings collected antiques, especially primitives, for many years. This auction Saturday, August 1st, begins at 9 a.m. at 404 South Hollenberg Street in Hanover. Complete sale listing online at BachRealtyAuction.com. Bach Realty and Auction will be the auctioneers.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Cattle producers worked for more than 6 hours yesterday to identify a policy that would help resolve concerns about live cattle marketing issues and lead the industry to more robust price discovery. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association Live Cattle Marketing Committee considered several proposals, each were aimed at encouraging greater volumes of cash cattle trade. After intense debate, the committee and the NCBA Board of Directors unanimously passed a policy that supports voluntary efforts to improve cash-fed cattle trade during the next 90 days, with the potential for mandates in the future if robust regional cash trade numbers are not reached by the industry. Marty Smith is president of NCBA, and he said the policy decisions were made truly show grassroots policy progress at work. He said it was a very good turnout, clearly demonstrating cattle producers needed the opportunity to meet in person to hammer out solutions to a number of important issues. And this week, the United Soybean Board's 78 farmer leaders approved new projects to increase innovation, resilience, and profitability for U.S. soybean farmers in 2021 and beyond. USB Chair Jim Carroll III said the board considered several hundred proposals focused on increasing the value of U.S. soybeans and paving the way for new demand. The projects range from promoting the sustainability of U.S. soy as a market differentiator to reputation management strategies to enhance end-user perceptions of soy products, in addition to research and develop some new industrial uses for soybean oil, among a multitude of topics. The proposals all share one common goal, that is maximizing profit opportunities for U.S. soybean farmers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning and good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we will get you through the overnight session here momentarily, but let's first take a quick recap on how things finished up yesterday. First, we'll look through the livestock as it was a mixed to mostly higher day at the closing bell. We saw August live cattle finish up 55 cents to 101.45. October finishing at 106.05. That was up $1.05 on the day and triple-digit gains beyond that. Feeder cattle also saw a triple-digit day. August feeders up 127 to 141.97. September to 142.57. That was also up $1.27. Weaker for the hogs, though, as August lean hogs do finish down $1.12 to 53.07. October down 90 cents to 49.82. It was a mixed to slightly lower day in the grains, including corn finishing in the red. September corn down 4.5 to 315.5. December down 3.75, sitting at 326.25. The soybeans were weaker as well. August beans down 5.25 to 891.5. September sitting at 884.5. That was down 3.25. Soybean meal also weaker, with August finishing down a full 2 to 286.90. However, soybean oil does stay resilient, finishing higher up 25 points to 29.67. Cotton also finishing higher, up 44 points for October cotton to 61.03. Checking now through the energy markets, as we saw a slightly higher day yesterday at the closing bell, as September crude oil finished up 23 cents to 41.27 a barrel. Heating oil was also up a penny to 125, and natural gas up a nickel to 185, though unleaded gas did finish a bit lower. August unleaded gas down 2 cents to 124 a gallon. Slight gains for the metals, as July silver finished up 2 cents to 24.29 an ounce. August gold up 880, finishing at 19.53.40, and the dollar index did finish a bit weaker yesterday, with the September dollar down 21 points, sitting at 93.43. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. It's time to check in on the farm garden, and we will with gardening guru Jim Fizell right after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Back with us again this week is Jim Fizell, our gardening guru, and things are growing.
In fact, I think we're probably at the peak as far as flowers blooming, and also a lot of stuff coming in the garden right now. The tomatoes are beginning to come in. Of course, some people have already vacated some areas with certain things that are done already. Beans, bush beans in particular, are done. And we're starting to get some questions about getting a new start in the garden. You know, it's interesting. There's still a lot of summer to go. The midpoint is until about August 5. That's halfway between the 21st of June and the 21st of September. There's plenty of season to go, and not only that, it'll grow into the fall if you get your garden planted now. Getting a new start is really important for those, particularly those who didn't get everything planted, and where stuff was a failure, you know, how what it was early in the season. Some people just kind of gave up because it was too muddy. And, of course, we mentioned how some spots are vacated. So it's time to start the fall garden. And there are things that we can plant now that do very well in cool weather, much better than they do in the hot weather, as a matter of fact. Some of the things we could plant right now would be beans and carrots. Carrots are excellent in cool weather. In fact, even after the ground begins to frost up a little bit, they get sweeter and sweeter. Chinese cabbage, leaf lettuce, chard, lots of things that can be planted right now. We need to start those things outdoors in the garden itself. Seed the garden itself. They can be planted out there. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Things that can be started indoors for a fall crop, just like we did last winter to start for things to be planted out this spring. So these things things in seeds under lights. They can be transplanted out in usually about 3 or 4 weeks, and that's just about the perfect time to put them into the garden. And the things you would want to do with starting now indoors would be broccoli, cabbage, even cauliflower. Cauliflower doesn't do well here if you plant it in the spring because it gets too hot too soon. But we can start cauliflower for another month indoors. Brussels sprouts, lettuce, and spinach, get those all started indoors so that they can be transplanted out as soon as areas are vacated. Now, when areas get vacated, we need to clean them out right away. Remove the old plants, put them in a compost pile, chop them up or bury them where they are. Either one works. Fertilize. If you haven't fertilized your garden just before the crop was taken out, you need to do it now. And then turn the soil over as you would in the spring so that you have a nice, fine seed bed, at least where the rows are going to be.
Jim Fizell, back after this.
Nothing works harder than Trivapro fungicide. Trivapro offers long-lasting preventative and curative disease control thanks to three distinct modes of action, including an active ingredient that delivers 10 times more potency than the competition, allowing you to maximize yield on your farm. So choose the Trivapro fungicide that works longer than any other. Always read and follow label instructions. See your farmer's cooperative agronomy branch about SkyTech aerial application.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a dairy-influenced sale today with 17 Holstein steers weighing 6 1/4 to 7.25, 9 Holstein steers weigh 6.50 to 7 1/4. One black cow-calf pair running age, 18 full bred cows running age, one red heifer bucket calf 3 months old, and a black bull heifer calf 2 months old. 55 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7, 9 black steers and heifers 6 to 7, and 6 black and white faced steers and heifers 675 to 750. Those early consignments for the sale today, a dairy influence sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Reminding you, the Seal Barn Cafe is now open, serving lunch and dinner Thursdays. 7:30 from KNDY, lingering shower passed this morning, no significant accumulation. We had a batch yesterday, no one less than 2 inches. We were about 2.5, widespread 2 to 3 inch amounts, with some reporting as much as 5 and 6 inches. That aggravated flash flooding. Flash flood warnings continue for much of our listening area, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, with the possibility of additional precipitation today, tapering off, they say, into Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Wichita Wind Surge announced the death of the team's majority owner and general partner, Lou Swetchheimer, due to complications of COVID-19. The team said he died yesterday afternoon from the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. He was 62. The news comes a day after Major League Baseball suspended the Miami Marlins season through Sunday after a total of 15 players tested positive for the virus. The Wind Surge, a AAA affiliate to the Marlins. The team said Swetchheimer was the driving force behind the return of affiliated baseball to Wichita and the construction of Riverfront Stadium. Jacoby Jones hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the seventh inning, and Detroit's bullpen came through again in a 5-4 victory over the Kansas City Royals. A night after pitching 6 scoreless innings in a win over the Royals, the Tigers relievers blanked Kansas City for 4. Detroit rallied from a 4-0 deficit thanks in part to Jones, who doubled twice before connecting off Ian Kennedy for his 3rd homer of the year. Mid-America Network Sports.
What would make Kris Kobach lose another election like he did 2 years ago? Let's see. Kobach has strong ties to white nationalists, hiring them and taking thousands in campaign donations. Kobach was pro-abortion before he was against it. Kobach actually said, quote, "I support a woman's right to choose an abortion in most circumstances." Now he says he's pro-life? And Kris Kobach was even passed over for a job in President Trump's cabinet after Kobach insisted on 24/7 access to a private government jet? No wonder national Democrats are spending millions to help Kris Kobach win the Republican primary. They know a proven loser when they see one. White nationalist ties, pro-abortion, passed over by Trump, favored by Democrats. Say no to Kris Kobach and the Democrats. Claims PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.claimspac.com.
We
Would you be willing to turn over gardening chores to a robot? That option may not be as far off as you think. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 30th, the 212th day of the year. Auto manufacturer Henry Ford was born on this day, and in 1956, Congress approved adoption of our national motto, In God We Trust. Large farming operations have all kinds of automated and robotic equipment tending their crops. It's only a matter of time until those tools become feasible for small growers and backyard gardeners. A European company has developed a small weeding robot intended for personal use. Made from an electric wheelchair motor and open-source software, the roving machine patrols garden rows and eliminates weeds with its robotic arm. Estimated cost right now is around $5,000. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
It's a sizzling summer sale at Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt. Now through the end of July, save 25% on select clothing, purses, pillows, florals, and stepping stones. Plus buy one, get one half off necklace sets. Grab some ice cream to cool down and enjoy the hot deals at Elsie Grace's. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
The Never Trumpers and Romney Republicans are charging into Kansas. Racing in from Washington to save Roger Marshall. They agree with Roger Marshall, who said Donald Trump is embarrassing. And the Romney crowd loves that Roger Marshall is part of the Washington swamp. They know Marshall voted to add $2 trillion to the national debt. And Marshall has taken big bucks from drug companies, including opioid manufacturers, and voted to give the drug companies billions in tax breaks. The Romney